From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Commerce Department says sales of new homes jumped sharply in June, the largest monthly gain in 8 years. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has details.
The latest indication that the housing sector may be recovering is that the sale of new homes jumped 11% from May, more than analysts expected. Sales of new homes last month reached a seasonally adjusted rate of 384,000. The other possible sign of recovery is that the number of homes for sale decreased. Inventory went from over 10 months' worth of supply to an 8.8-month supply in June. Although the sales numbers are encouraging, prices for homes still fell as distressed sellers discount their prices. The median price for a new home fell to $206,000 in June, down 12% from a year ago. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell was in Egypt today as part of the administration's latest push to reinvigorate the peace process in the region.
We believe that a full, comprehensive peace represents the best way to help all of the people of the region achieve the security, the peace, and the prospect for prosperity.
Mitchell is to hold further discussions with Israeli and Palestinian officials today. He's trying to reach a deal with Israel on a freeze on settlement construction in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has said he will not resume peace talks with Israel until a freeze is in place. President Obama has opened 2 days of high-level talks in Washington with Chinese officials on a wide range of issues. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Obama says he's under no illusions that the U.S. and China will agree on every issue, but he says closer cooperation in key areas will be critical for the world.
The relationship between the United States and China will shape the 21st century, which makes it as important as any bilateral relationship in the world. That really must underpin our partnership. That is the responsibility that together we bear.
He kicked off 2 days of high-level contacts that will be led on the U.S. side by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner. Clinton said the two nations are laying brick by brick the foundation for a stronger relationship, and they're talking about everything from climate change and the economy to nuclear nonproliferation. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Police in Cambridge, Massachusetts have released the tape of a 911 call a woman made about a possible break-in at the home of African-American Harvard scholar Henry Louis Gates before his arrest.
So I'm not sure if these are two individuals who actually work there, who live there.
You think they might have been breaking?
I don't know, because I have no idea.
The police sergeant dispatched to the scene said a man with ID showing he was Gates was not cooperative. Gates was arrested on a disorderly conduct charge, resulting in a national debate about racial profiling. This is NPR News. An American-born member of Al-Qaeda has been sentenced to life in prison for plotting to assassinate former President George W. Bush. Ahmed Omar Abu Ali grew up in Virginia. He was convicted by a federal court 4 years ago and originally sentenced to 30 years in prison. But an appeals panel sent the case back out of concern that that sentence was too lenient. U.S. District Judge Gerald Bruce Lee today said he considered the fact that Abu Ali has never renounced terrorism or Al-Qaeda in handing down the life sentence. Famed modern dancer and choreographer Merce Cunningham has died at his home in New York City. He was 90 years old. NPR's Netta Ulaby has the story.
Merce Cunningham thought anything could be a dance, including riding a bike, kicking a ball, even standing perfectly still. In a 1985 interview with WHYY's Fresh Air, Cunningham said that although his work was seen as radical and divisive early on, his aim was to experiment, not to provoke.
These ideas were new ideas that were in the air, and these were possibilities that had never been tried before, and one could see they were possibilities, even though one wasn't sure how they might come out.
Cunningham collaborated with a virtual pantheon of 20th century visual artists, Robert Rauschenberg, Andy Warhol, Jasper Johns, and his partner of many decades, composer John Cage. Cunningham performed with his company until well into his 70s and announced shortly before his death that it will be shut down after a final 2-year tour. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Stock prices are moderately lower on Wall Street today. The Dow Industrials are down 13 points at 9,079. The Nasdaq is off 6 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.